Well, let's pray as we come to God's word together. Gracious God, we thank you for what you're doing in us, shaping us, forming us into the disciples, the followers of you that you desire. We're thankful for your presence, your abiding presence with us, for your mercy and your forgiveness and your healing. We thank you for your patience with us. And as we come to your word, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations and thoughts of every one of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, we've been through a number of practices together this summer in this Faithful Presence series. We've talked about proclaiming God's word. We've talked about reconciliation. We've talked about the Lord's table. We've talked about being with the least of these. We've talked about being with children. Last week, we talked about exercising our gifts in this fivefold way, where there's five primary gifts that God gives to the church, and we exercise them together. Today, we talk about the one that maybe should have been first, but it was last. So we're just going to talk about it last, and that is kingdom prayer. Kingdom prayer is kind of the most basic of them all. It's kind of the starting point of all these practices. Without being centered in prayer that is rooted in the kingdom of God, we're not going to be able to do any of these practices very well. We agree? Starting with prayer generally is a good thing for us because it grounds us in who God is and who we are in relation to Him. So kingdom prayer is what we're going to talk about today. In kingdom prayer, we submit to Christ's reign. Now, I could be talking just about prayer in general today. I'm using the word kingdom to talk about prayer today because I'm talking about a particular type of prayer, a type of prayer that recognizes that God is king, that we are part of his kingdom, that his kingdom is taking shape and root in the world around us. And the type of prayer that I'm talking about is prayer that recognizes this, acknowledges this, and we are stepping into the king's space, into his faithful presence, and figuring out what's going to happen there. Finding out what's going to happen there, because it's a mystery. When we get into the presence of the Holy of Holies, we don't know. The ancients were terrified to step into the presence of the Holy of Holies. Right? The high priest would wrap a rope around his waist in case, when he went into the Holy of Holies, he passed out dead. That was a very real fear. And nobody wanted to have to go in there and get him if he did pass out dead, so they tied a rope around his waist to bring him back in, right? Being in the presence of God is powerful and transformative. Kingdom prayer is prayer that submits to Christ's reign. And of course, it's rooted in the prayer that Ben just read from us, for us, from Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer. When you pray, say, "Our Father who art in heaven," we'll pray that together. But that line, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, is a line that is packed so full with relevance to every single situation we could face in this life. When we say, "Your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," that touches everything. So when I say kingdom prayer, I'm particularly talking about that kind of prayer that acknowledges Christ's kingdom. Because sometimes our prayers can be a little selfish. I'm going to be honest. I've had days where my prayer has been all selfish, right? God, fix me. God, help me out. God, life is tough for me right now, right? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Right? We need to offer selfish prayers sometimes. We need to offer prayers on behalf of ourselves because sometimes nobody else is, right? Or we don't think anybody else is. We got to pray for ourselves. I'm not saying it is selfish to pray for yourself, but sometimes we can lose sight of what prayer is, that it is really entering into the presence of the King, the holiest of holies, that it is this powerful and transformative thing. In kingdom prayer, we submit to Christ's reign. We see ourselves as part of God's mission. In kingdom prayer, we see ourselves as part of God's mission. Again, that line, your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven? Who's the one doing it? God, certainly. But when I pray, your will be done, I'm not being specific about who's doing it. It's his will, and I want his will to be done, but by whom? By God directly, sure. I love as many miracles as possible, but also by us, right? Oh, you see, I didn't even have to tell you. By us, by me, the one praying it. When I say, your kingdom come, your will be done. Now, I'm not going to bring God's kingdom. Your will be done. In there is like this implicit agreement that I'm going to do what I can to do that will right here and now. For God's will to be done right here and now. To see myself as part of the mission. Kingdom prayer enables us to participate in the Spirit's work. Because prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer is a powerful thing. It gives us the energy. It enables us because when we pray, we are communing with the Spirit of God, that God's Spirit is right there with us. The Holy Spirit, which animates and enlivens us, the Holy Spirit enables us to participate in God's work. Kingdom prayer puts us in that space of being enabled to pray. And kingdom prayer is a reminder that we are his people in his faithful presence. Again, this whole series this summer has been called Faithful Presence. Faithful Presence. A lot of it has been about us being a faithful presence out in the world, right? But we can't be a faithful presence out in the world until we have been grounded in his faithful presence. We're not really a faithful presence out in the world unless we are embodying his presence, acknowledging that he is with us and he is already here. And when I go visit my neighbor, Christ's presence is at work. When I go out into the restaurants, Christ's presence is at work. When I'm visiting family, when I'm going to a family reunion, when I'm at Crossroads Village, Christ is already at work in my life and in the lives of those there. Prayer, kingdom prayer, is the ground of every discipline. So, that line again, your kingdom come, your will be done. I want to talk about two things that this line says to us. One is that it unleashes the Spirit onto the community. When I say your kingdom come, I'm talking to the God of the universe and I say, your kingdom come. That could just be three words that I'm saying. But if I really mean it, if I believe that Jesus is really a king, that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to him, that he's the king of all things, so that when I pray, your kingdom come, what I should be expecting and what could happen for the great king of all things to come, that could be a pretty powerful thing. Unleashing the Spirit of God onto a community could be a pretty intense and powerful and mighty thing. And in the early church, when these people were gathering to pray kingdom prayer together, what did they see happen? They saw miracles. They saw the dead raised. They saw the blind receive sight. They saw the sick healed. They saw demons cast out, right? And today we see many of these similar things. We see God acting in miraculous, wonderful, amazing ways. We see healing. We see people recovering from addiction. We see people whose lives are completely transformed. We see reconciliation. We see things that could only happen by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, praying for God's kingdom to come, not my kingdom to come, right? I'm done building my own little kingdom. It's like this whole universe is this beautiful, massive Lego set, right? And God has like this one beautiful vision in mind, and somehow we all fit together, but yet we want to like take our section, we want to grab like whatever Legos are closest to us and build our own entire thing, right? That's completely separate from what God is doing. How many people have ever done that? Like, I'm sure God knows best. I'm sure God knows best, but it feels better to just do whatever the heck I want, right? It feels better to do whatever I want. And when we follow what feels best, it can be quite destructive. It can be quite destructive. Kingdom prayer unleashes the Spirit onto the community. But it also empowers us as participants in the healing of the community. So, kingdom prayer is this invitation that unleashes the Spirit of God, and it is also this empowering thing where we are putting ourselves before God and He is empowering us to do something about those things that we're praying about. Because sometimes when we pray, we feel powerless, right? Feel like, oh, we need a miracle and we need God to intervene, right? And as we prayed earlier today, what was our, do I still have it with me? What was our prayer earlier? Somebody have it? What was the thing that you said over and over? I don't have it memorized. Yeah, what was the your part? Oh Lord, only you can make all things new. Oh Lord, only you can make all things new. I can't make all things new. I can't make anything new. Jesus alone can make all things new. I can take the ingredients that God has given me and make something pretty cool and new, right? Right? That's what kitchens are for. That's what workshops are for. We can take the ingredients that God has put on this earth and make some pretty cool, exciting, innovative, wonderful things. But only God can make all things new. He can actually reform the whole ingredients. He can do everything. I mean, He created all the ingredients, right? But He empowers us. He gives us the ingredients. He gives us the gifts. He gives us the skills in order to heal our communities. So on one hand, we have the reality that the Spirit of God is the only one. Only God can make all things new. We have that reality. Sorry, that was on this hand. I don't want to confuse you. On this hand, we have the reality that only God can make all things new. And on the other hand, we have the reality that if we're standing in His way, He's not going to be able to. Right? If we're doing things that are harmful to ourselves, to our families, to our communities, then we're standing in the way of God making all things new, right? So we need to be empowered by the Spirit as participants of the healing of the community. And that starts with us. It starts with our own confession, repentance, confessing those baser impulses that we have, those hateful thoughts. Whatever it is that we struggle with, whatever it is that keeps us from pursuing the kingdom, and what puts us in the way of others from being able to be part of the kingdom and pursue the kingdom, that's what kingdom prayer is all about. Putting ourselves in a place where we can be active participants in the kingdom, and we can see the Lord do what only he can. In kingdom prayer, we embody his faithful presence. Because there's the prayer, there's the words of the prayer, but then there's what the prayer does to us. You know what I'm talking about? There's the words and the time that you spent praying, and then there's what the prayer does to you. How many people have sort of a routine of prayer daily-ish? Maybe it's in the morning, maybe it's in the evening, maybe it's before meals. You know, we'll count any kind of prayer, but if you have some sort of routine. We all know that sometimes when we pray, we say the words and then forget about them. Anybody ever been there? We say the words and we forget about them. God is great as God is good. And we thank him for our food. By his hands we all are fed. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen. Let's eat. And by the time like the third croissant is like shoved into my face, I've completely forgotten that it was a gift from God. I'm just like, oh, this is so good. Right? Yeah. I mean, so sometimes we just pray and forget. But sometimes, and you know this, if you've prayed regularly, you've certainly had this experience. You've had it affect your day. Have you had your prayers affect your day? Have you had your prayers come back to you? Like I prayed this morning, and then like later in the afternoon, I find myself in a situation. I'm like, oh, and that's like, it's like connecting the dots. The Spirit of God is at work. You realize that what you prayed and what you told God that you would be looking out for that day actually showed up right in front of you. We've had this happen. So in kingdom prayer, we embody his faithful presence. Because in kingdom prayer, it's not just about the prayer time, the time we spent praying. It's also about going forth from that prayer. And I think this is kind of what Paul was talking about in 1 Thessalonians when he said, pray continually. Because you're not like actually uttering words of prayer continually, right? Right? Sometimes you gotta do a job that requires you thinking about something else, and so you're not like you don't feel it. But praying continually means you're taking your prayers with you at all times. You're taking the presence of the kingdom with you at all times. Jesus is with you at all times, and so every act, every moment, every lived thing becomes prayer. Not because you're actively praying words all the time, but because the prayers that you do pray get lived out. How many people want this for your life? Nobody signs up to and says, I want to be a hypocrite. I want to pray one thing and do another, Lord. Can you help me do that today? And God says, ah, you're doing just fine yourself. I'll just leave you with that. And if you want to do something different, then come talk to me. How's that? See, I'm including myself in this. I'm not trying to like, yeah. I mean, I've prayed things and not lived them out. I've preached sermons, believe it or not. I've told you to do things and then not done them. I've told myself to do things and then not done them. Kingdom prayer humbles us and calls us to embody his faithful presence. Kingdom prayer on mission. The close circle of kingdom prayer is our daily prayer practice. It's also our weekly prayers when we come together as a community, right? When we pray together as a body, when we pray wherever it is, if you have a special chair in your den where you pray, or whether it is in your bed, laying down, sitting up, kneeling on the floor, kneeling beside the bed, whatever the situation, our daily prayer practice is the close circle of kingdom prayer. Because unless we're praying words, unless we're invested in a regular prayer practice, we just lose sight. We need it for the perspective. It's not that it's like you must pray every single day or God will judge you, and it's not about that. It's about the discipline that keeps us in the fold, that keeps us in the presence of Christ, that keeps us locked in and attuned to his presence. We want that. We want to be able to hear answers to God's prayers. We want to be able to hear his voice and sense his presence. We want God to be alive and active in us. So, maybe you have a daily prayer practice, maybe you don't. If you don't, it's a great place to start. And don't feel like you got to pray for an hour, right? I mean, if you're really excited the first day and you're really excited about prayer, pray for an hour. But tomorrow you don't have to pray for an hour. It might be 3 minutes. Might be 1 minute. We'll just set the bar there. 1 minute. If you can pray for 60 seconds, slow down and pray for 60 seconds. Maybe eventually it'll creep up and you'll have 2, 3, 5, 10 minutes of prayer time. But something every day. Something every day. Prayer in the dotted circle can be prayer in mixed company. What do I mean by mixed company? I mean that, well, sometimes you're gathered, when you're gathered at church with your church people, that's like the close circle. But sometimes you're gathered and there's like your family and then maybe another family that doesn't go to your church or doesn't go to church at all, and you just ask, is it right if I pray for the meal? Right, you're out to dinner together. Is it right if I pray for the meal? They may say, that would be weird. And you say, okay, I'll just pray silently. And if they don't say that would be weird, then pray for the meal, right? And you acknowledge that God is already here, right? God, thank you for the gifts of this meal, right? That's all you need, amen. Because every good and perfect gift comes from God. It's an acknowledgement that God is here, that God has given us this gift, this great gift. And yes, it went through the growing process, and yes, it went through the cooking process, and yes, and we thank God for all of those, but remember, no matter what we're talking about, all the ingredients come from God. And then the half-circle kingdom prayer often looks like offering prayer to situations. How many people know somebody who doesn't go to church? I see everybody. Do you know somebody who doesn't go to church? And those people that you know don't have perfect lives, just like you don't, right? They have situations that come up, things that come up. Offering prayer to somebody who may not even be sure if they believe in God or if they believe in prayer can be a powerful thing. Every once in a while, you get like a really sassy person who says, don't waste your time when you offer to pray for him, right? Every once in a while, but it's not very often. Or they may say, whatever, if it makes you feel better, you can pray for me, right? And that's okay. That's a conversation. You're there. But offering prayer to situations in people's lives actively. But that goes beyond individual. That goes into how we began our service today, praying for a situation like what's happening in Charlottesville, right? Because that is a huge situation. There's a lot of people that, in one way or another, look a lot like the people in this room, spewing hateful things. And one guy even drove down from Northern Ohio take out people who are counter-protesting, right? When these situations occur, we, as kingdom people, can offer kingdom presence and kingdom healing. We can submit ourselves. We can humble ourselves and say, God, I'm sorry. This is terrible. We can submit ourselves to the reality that we may be complicit in some of what has happened. Maybe it'll get, we say, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, but I've been silent when a lot of terrible things have happened in my lifetime. So we can offer prayer to situations like what's happened in Charlottesville. We can offer kingdom prayer, realizing that kingdom prayer means that we pray the words of a prayer, but that those prayers also move our feet and animate our lungs and our voices. So sometimes we have to say something. Sometimes, because, I mean, it would be the easiest thing in the world for me this Sunday to not mention Charlottesville. Could have been easy. Sort of. My conscience wouldn't allow it, so that wouldn't have been easy. But, like, it doesn't affect our community necessarily in the way that we think that it obviously affects congregations of people of color, right? There's nobody ignoring Charlottesville in the black church in our country today, right? I mean, do you think that's even an option? No. No, it's... No. No. They've seen it too many times before, and they know that can't be ignored. So kingdom prayer can be messy, because you know what? Kingdom prayer is about embodying prayer in the world. And some things that happen in the world are messy. Some things that happen in the world are messy. And some things that happen in the world are reminders that we're not as perfect as we thought we were. The church isn't as great as we thought it was in some cases. I mean, just that so many things get opened up. And yet God is real. God is active. God is present. O Lord, only you can make all things new. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's our prayer. God's kingdom come, his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. What is his will? Can we find enough agreement on that to pursue it together? To be living out the good news of Jesus? To be living out the virtues of compassion and love and healing and forgiveness? Of the Christ who died to knock down the dividing wall of hostility between peoples, between Jew and Gentile, slave and free? If we can be on board enough there, to say, oh, yeah, God may have something to say about what's going on in this world. We may offer kingdom prayers toward that end. So for a little bit of time, not necessarily long, and if you don't have anything to say, you don't have to, but I want to leave some silence for you all to pray your kingdom prayers. And I'm offering silence, but you can pray aloud. Okay? So let us pray together the words your son Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.